Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan, said children are among those in the vulnerable group for contraction of COVID-19. He urged parents and guardians to protect their children by having them vaccinated for the new school year. He said parents and guardians can speak to their healthcare providers to ascertain which vaccine is best for their children. Dr. Duncan also encouraged Vincentians to continue to practice the COVID-19 safety protocols.
The summer is coming to an end, where we call it summer, yeah. It's coming to an end, so schools are reopening shortly. Again, the very precautions that we talk about, the mask, the distancing, the hand hygiene, we really would encourage everybody to follow these. We still have vaccines available for our pediatric age group for 5 years and up. We have Pfizer vaccine, which is available. People could access these through any health center. They're available, and they're going to offer some protection to our children as they return to school. Of course, you need to have parents. We encourage parents to speak as much as they could to the children about hand hygiene, making sure they keep their hands clean, about staying as much as possible within small groups, as much as possible. Of course, we know conditions are different depending on where you are. And of course, parents, talk to your pediatricians about vaccine, whether or not the vaccine is good for your child, and whether or not you should, you know, have your child vaccinated to give you that extra protection. You know, let us keep our guards up. Let us remember that, I mean, COVID, the risk for severe disease, especially among our elderly population, among our population with chronic non-communicable disease, that this risk is great. We really need to help, not just to protect ourselves, but to protect our vulnerable loved ones, our families, and our friends from COVID-19.
That is Dr. Roger Duncan, the Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. In the region, limited supplies of the COVID-19 vaccine are now available in Bermuda after the manufacturer extended the shelf life of the old supplies. On Sunday night, a Bermuda government spokeswoman said that more than 1,000 doses of the drug had been placed in cold storage during the month of June after they passed their sell-by date. But the Bermuda Gazette said the expiration date has now been extended by the manufacturer and the vaccine can now be administered to members of the public. Kim Wilson, the Minister of Health, said the British Territory did not destroy the doses that were left at the end of its mass vaccine program last month. The Bermuda government stopped its vaccination program earlier this year after 70% of the population received 2 doses of the drug. Fresh supplies of the vaccine are expected to be delivered from the United Kingdom next month. In the international arena, Hong Kong's Peak Tram, one of the city's most popular tourist attractions, has reopened with a new look after a year-long closure. The tram, the oldest in Asia, dates back to 1888 and previously drew over 6 million visitors annually before the COVID-19 pandemic struck. The service welcomed back passengers on Saturday, even as tight coronavirus rules remain in place in the city. It has undergone an £87 million facelift since closing in June 2021. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.